What's up, man? Alright, guys. Damn it, just when I make a video, some alarm has to go off, right? And today, guys, I'm at my favorite place by the Mexican church, which reminds me a little bit of Brasov and more of Bill's Moldova. Wind is not that bad today like it was last time. So today's video is called Mixicil is booty hurt because I'm fucking his woman. So today, guys, I leave my Airbnb and I go down a block, which is my usual route, and I see a two pieces of paper taped onto the wall, and it said, in fact, the papers are on the thumbnail. You can read it yourself. So the papers, they said, new in town, are you working remotely? And I'm thinking to myself, oh great, a new co-working space for expats has opened, or maybe a new expat bar is around town. And I continued to read, and the piece of paper said, leave, the locals fucking hate you, you are a plague in our city, leave. And somebody, some local dude who couldn't compete with guys like me, got booty hurt. As you guys know, I got myself a hot Latina who comes over and does not double monkey backflips, but triple, quadruple monkey backflips. And she comes to my house during the day, during the night. Sometimes she sleeps with me, spends the night with me. And obviously the local guys, you know, they just hate the fact that some expat like me is taking their woman. And this is what I want you guys out there to understand watching this video. You see, I'm a big fish in a small town, okay? You see, this is why throughout history people stayed in their local communities, because they didn't have competition from quote-unquote invaders, right? So let's say you are your typical Mexican looking Guatemalan dude. By the way, guys, a quick history lesson: Chiapas was part of Guatemala, okay? So people here technically are Guatemalan. They're not Mexicans, and they're definitely not mestizos. Mestizos are Mexicans who have European blood. The people here, for the most part, they're indigenous. They don't have European blood, and for the vast majority of them are like fucking 5 feet. I mean, my girl is 5'0" on the dot. So the people here are short. They're not much to look at. So when somebody like me, 6'3", 190 centimeter, you know, from the West comes in, you know, I'm automatically top 1% of the top 1%, simply because I geomaxed and for no other reason. So when you are able to travel from one location to another, especially when you are of higher status than the natives don't like you, you know. TFM actually did a live stream a couple of a month ago, and he said, wait for the minibus to go by. So, a couple more minibuses, that's fine. So TFM in his live stream a couple of months ago, he actually said that the reason he doesn't go to Puerto Rico is that when shit hits the fan in Puerto Rico, they're gonna go after Whitey, right? So here in San Cristobal, they're already going after the expats. Now, fortunately for me, I'm a Mitwali, because I look like the natives. When shit hits the fan, they're gonna go after the natives first. They're gonna go after the white people first, which will give me some time to get the hell out of Dodge, right? So here in town, man, small town, I pretty much go to the same place. Everybody knows everybody. So people here know that you're an expat. They know that you are a gringo. They know that you are a foreigner. Especially when you walk around town with one of their women. Now, you guys saw my, you guys saw the Latina I'm banging. She's white. Let me tell you something about this Latina. Even though technically she's Guatemalan, she has the most whitest, flawless skin I've ever seen. Even American European women don't have skin that white and flawless, and yet she's fucking Guatemalan, so go figure. So when they see me walking around town with this Guatemalan hottie, especially when she comes to my place all on her own, they know that we're taking their fine ass woman, and they don't like it, okay? This is why the guy made the poster, because he can't compete with guys like me. So you guys watching this video have got to understand something very, very important, okay? GU Maxin is real, okay? However, there are downsides to GU Maxin. Like I mentioned, the natives, you know, they may not like it that you took their girl, and when shit hits the fan, they might, you know, listen, man, I'm a big guy, but when you get like 15, 20 Guatemalans coming after you, it's GG, it's game over, right? So you have to be careful when you go overseas and GeoMax, okay? So one of the things I want to get across to you guys out there is that At the end of the day, looks is what matters. I don't care what anybody else says, okay? GU Maxin is not a be-all, end-all, okay? GU Maxin is not that silver bullet, right? Let's get that thing out in the open right now, guys, okay? If you're not getting female attention in the West, you're not gonna get female attention here in San Cristobal or fucking Cebu, Philippines. Let's get that out in the open. I mean, if you plan on traveling and becoming a Beta Bucks Deluxe, yeah, women will sleep with you, but they're gonna hate you, they're gonna be repulsed by you. And the local people know that, you know. The local people have no problem with you, the gringo, coming in and spending money on their woman, because they know that the women are using you. But when you're like me, you come in and you make their woman scream, moan, and squirt all over the place, they know it's game over for them, because they can't compete. You know, your typical Guatemalan here who's like 5'1", 5'2", he can't compete with a guy who's fucking 6'3". You know, the average wage here is 1,500 pesos a week, okay? 1,500 pesos times four, 6,000 pesos a month. That's your typical wage for people who work at restaurants, shopkeepers. They're making 6,000 pesos a month, okay? 6,000 pesos a month is fucking $300, okay? The average person here who's working a non-skilled or a very low-skilled job is making $300 a month here. My fucking Airbnb alone is a hella more expensive than what these typical people make here in a typical month. So when they see somebody like me coming in with the looks, the money, the status, hell yeah, they're gonna get intimidated, because they can't compete. You can't compete in looks, you can't compete with money, and you motherfucking can't compete with status. And in a small town like this, I've said it before and I'm gonna say it again, in a small town like this, word gets around super, super quick. So once somebody knows you're a fucking gringo, everybody knows you are a motherfucking gringo. So that status alone, guys, is enough to put you in the top 1%. But again, I cannot stress this enough. Looks matter the most, okay? When I went to that bar, Bendito, and I met my girl over there, you know, I saw she was actually outside the bar. She was fighting with the police. You know, this girl, you know, she was drunk as a skunk fighting with the police. And my friend, you know, he's from LA. He was from LA, but he got deported. So when he saw me, he was like, "Oh God, somebody who's from Hollywood, who knows all the places I've been to." So he introduced me to her at the entrance to the bar, and he's like, "Hey, this is my friend from America." And she saw me. She was like, "You're tall. You're tall." I remember she went like this: "You're tall. You're tall." She's 5'0". I'm a 6'3", 190 centimeter, and I actually had a energy drink with me, and she took the energy drink from me and she started drinking my energy drink. So what have I told you guys in my past videos? All it takes is 8 seconds for a girl to fall in love with you or not. 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, 3 Mississippi, 4 Mississippi, 5 Mississippi, 6 Mississippi, 7 Mississippi, 8 Mississippi. That's all you need to find out if this girl is gonna love you or she's gonna friend zone you. You know, I know there's a PUA out there who's gonna remain nameless, yo homie, yo, I'm Alpha, who tells you all the time to raise her interest level. Raising a woman's interest level is beta as fuck. When you raise a woman's interest level, what you're really saying is that I don't make that pussy wet, but you know what? I can take you out to fine restaurants. I can buy you stuff. You're becoming a beta bucks deluxe. Like Hard-Hitting Truth, now known as the Hormaxer on MGTOW TV, says. So, what is important to understand, guys, is that this girl, when she saw me, she was betaken by the fact that I was tall. She was betaken by the fact that, regardless what some of you guys say compared to the local population, hey man, I ain't that bad looking, okay? Not to mention, I've been losing weight, gaining muscle. I know the face looks a little bit fat. That's because I got buttocks and fillers. I'm probably gonna need like a touch-up of fillers over here and over here. Yeah, I'm probably, especially here. Yeah, down here, man. Now, for those of you who are saying, "Armor, your face is like a 3, apparently what happened, I got some sort of facial paralysis that didn't go away. Maybe Bill's palsy that didn't go away. That's why my face is a 3. It's not because I was born fugly like Coach Bitch Bill, but simply because I got, you know, facial paralysis. That really didn't go away. I mean, that's why you have buttocks, fillers, and even surgeries to get rid of the, well, not to get rid of it. You can't get rid, you know, once you get, see, here's the thing with, I'm not a doctor, okay? This is what I understood, okay? When you get Bell's palsy that doesn't go away, it kind of, like, fucks up your muscle. So one side of your face is hella more dominant than the other side of the face. For example, when I go like this, see how this side of the face is far more unsymmetrical compared to this side of the face? Yeah. So the facial paralysis that I got, maybe I got it 10 years ago, 20 years ago, I don't know. You know, when you get facial paralysis, guys, unless you wake up in the morning and you're like walking around like this, "Hey honey, what's going on?" you're not gonna know that you have facial paralysis. So when you get the facial paralysis that doesn't go away, it like fucks up your muscles. One muscle becomes super strong, one muscle becomes super weak. So there's like really no way to fix it. Buttocks, fillers are your best friends. Maybe some surgery, facial surgery, can counteract it. But you really can't get rid of facial paralysis, especially when it has done extensive damage to the muscles. So anyways, so again, by local people standard, hey, Amar Mitwali ain't bad looking at all, okay? That's number one. And number two, the height pill is fucking real. A lot of you guys out there, especially you Indian guys who are like 5'4", 5'5", gotta understand, bro, height pill is real. A woman will always take a 6'3" dude over a guy who's fucking 5'4". Now you guys take Yogi Obes. Look, I'll be the first person to say it. Yogi Obes' face is probably better than my face. Hey, I'll admit to that. But the fact that I'm taller than him by a whole Subway sandwich, I'll take the girl from Yogi Obes all day, every day, simply based off of height alone, okay? So the height bill is motherfucking real. I even made a whole video about that, okay? And the status of being a gringo, of being a foreigner. You guys need to understand, man, when you come to poor places like this, status is extremely, extremely important. Because when a woman is with a gringo, that elevates her status. That makes her good enough to be, you know, when a woman is with a gringo, that means that her pussy is good enough to get a gringo. Now, the third thing is, I mean, look, man, if you're a fugly looking dude, women don't want you. They're gonna use you, they're gonna abuse you, they're not gonna respect you, okay? So looks matter. I don't want any guy, there are tons of loser white guys around here, you know, the hippie type, you know, the guys who have the long ponytail, but yet they're bald over here, they wear the face mask. It's like, look, bro, just because you're blue-eyed, blonde, white, doesn't necessarily mean the local women are gonna throw their pussy at you, man. Looks matter, you know. I know a lot of these PUAs out there, they tell you, oh, man, all you have to do is money max, man. You know, it ain't tricking if you got it. Dude, you gotta make that pussy fucking squirt. I can't stress this enough. When I'm done with my girl, actually, when she's done with me, you know, guys, I don't come. Believe it or not, guys, I have tremendous control over my cum. In fact, the girl I'm banging, I'm raw dogging her simply because the condoms couldn't fit me. American condom, Mexican condom, they all end up exploding. So I'm raw dogging her. She got her tubes tied because she had children and she doesn't want any more. Still, man, even with all my stamina, even with the fact that I don't come, they're putting a mask on their kid. Fucking ridiculous, man. What the fuck is wrong with these people, man? You're walking around in an open space. You're wearing a fucking mask. You're putting a mask on your fucking kid. Are you people fucking retarded? I mean, even the Zionist-controlled media is saying putting a mask on a kid is bad for their mental health. Man, I'm honestly waiting for God to knock Western civilization the fuck out, man. I'm telling you guys, 80% of the human population needs to die. Really. It's really sad when you put a mask on a kid. Really sad. But anyways, it is what it is, man. I have no control over these people. So, going back to what I was saying about getting with woman based off of looks, you gotta make the woman squirt. I cannot stress this enough. So my girl, you know, when I get tired, I put her on top. And this girl keeps on going until she falls into my arms. That's just our typical time in bed doing the something that Yogi Obes people will never ever do. It lasts about an hour, okay? So, for you guys out there who want a Geomax and shit like that, man, you've got to be quantitatively better than the local people. When you walk into a bar, people gotta know who you are. They have to see. When I walk into a bar like Vendita, it's spelled Bendita, but apparently the B's are pronounced V's here in Mexico. When I step into Vendita, everybody knows who the fuck Amr Mitwalli is. I'm pretty much the tallest person in there, unless, of course, all the loser expats who get kicked out of Cafe Revolution at 2 o'clock at night, they come over. But even that, guys, a lot of Western guys out here, they're fucking losers, man. They got their girlfriend who's dragging them by the cock. They're usually oofy doofies. They're wearing the mask. The girl is not wearing the mask. She's obviously using them and abusing them as an ATM, attention, time, and money, like Red Pill Married said. So even at that, man, even if there are blue-eyed, blonde, white, European guys who are taller than me, the vast majority of them are fucking oofy-doofy losers getting dragged around by their fucking girlfriends. It's really sad and pathetic, man. I even made a video about it titled, Loser White Guys Are Making Me Proud to Be Egyptian. And for you to make me proud to be a fucking Egyptian, how bad do you have to be, man? So, the point of this video that I'm trying to get to you guys is that two things. Number one, the local people will get jealous of you when you are quantitatively better than they are. When you're better than them in height, looks, money, status, they will get jealous of you. So that of, oh my god, some fucking tart sitting on a bench put on a mask. It's like, dude, you're the only motherfucker in the whole area. Why did you put on a mask? I honestly don't get it, man. I fucking don't get it. Even here in San Cristobal, Mexico, I see guys wearing masks in their own motherfucking cars. I see guys wearing masks riding them. I mean, look, wearing a mask riding the motorcycle, maybe you don't want a fucking fly coming in. Look, I get that, okay? But when you're sitting on a bench 50, 60 feet away from other people, there's really nobody around, why the fuck are you wearing a mask for, bro? I mean, what's the logic? What's the reason? I don't get it. It's, you know, I think it has to do with the fact that a lot of these people are genetically inferior and they want to hide who they are, man. You know, there are some places here in Mexico that demand you wear a mask. Guess what? I don't wear a mask, you know. The other day, I was with my girl at their version of Walmart, and she's like, oh, you have to wear a mask. I just walked in there. Nope, not wearing a mask. And guess what? Nobody told me anything. I think a lot of these people who wear masks, deep down, they know that they're inferior. They don't want to stand out. You know, look, man, like Andrew Tate said, wearing a mask is dehumanizing. It takes away your humanity, right? So with me, Amr Metwali, I don't wear masks. You guys saw me going all over the world during the height of Scamarona not wearing a mask, man. And yet you got people here. There's no mask mandate. You know, the cartel is not going to show up and shoot you in the back of the head for not wearing a mask. Yet you got a lot of people here wearing fucking masks. And heck, what the fuck is that? No, guys, it's not a terrorist attack or a cartel. Every now and then, you know, sounds like explosives are going on, but yeah, it's nothing. By the way, guys, believe it or not, the cartel actually keeps this place safe. Go figure, right? I think the cartels who are in charge of this area, they're called the Chotomel Cartel, or they begin with CH, I don't know, Chotomel or Chomel Cartel. They're the ones who are responsible for this area, and they keep it safe, man. Can you imagine that? The cartel is doing a better job keeping a place safe and humming along than the local government. You know, in America, man, I think America would be better off if we had the Mexican cartel run America. See, I think this is why the U.S. government is so anti, you know, the war on drugs, because they know the Mexican cartel will run America a hell of a lot better than the retards we have in charge right now. Definitely better than houseplant Biden. So, the point I want to get across to you guys is that, number one, when you go to a dirt poor city where everybody is poor, where everybody looks, where everybody pretty much looks the same, you know. So let's say you are literally up there, everybody else is literally down there. You have to watch your back, you know. You have to make sure you're not hitting on somebody's girl, because again, they might be Guatemalans, but you get 10, 15, 20 of them coming at you. It's going to be GG, okay? So you have to be very careful with the girls you stick your dick in into here. That's number one. Number two, man, I cannot stress this enough, man. Height pill is real. Looks are real. I mean, the girl I had, the girl I'm fucking, dude, I pulled her on the same motherfucking night. I told you guys, the minute she laid eyes on me, you're tall, you're tall. Then she took this can from me and drank this can right from my hands, okay? So in less than 8 motherfucking seconds, this girl was madly in love with me. Why? Height, looks. And then when she found out, and then being from America also helps. You know, that's what makes her pussy keeps coming around, because she knows. And let me tell you something, guys, okay? At the end of the day, guys, one of the reasons why Chad and Tyrone pump and dump women and they keep on moving is because eventually a woman is going to say, hey, can you help me out with my phone bill, stuff like that. So what Chad and Tyrone do, because most of them are fucking broke, they pump and dump a woman. You see, guys, when you sleep with a woman for the first, you know, 1 to 3 times, that's her way of getting you addicted to her pussy, so she can say, hey, can you help me out with this, can you help me out with that. And like TFM said, guys, as men, we should be able to take care of women. So yes, we as men should be providers, but like TFM also said, we need authority over women. In America, we don't have authority over women in America. So the woman can do whatever the F she wants, and there's nothing we can do about it. But here in Mexico, it's not like that. Women just can't do whatever the F they want. So the girl almost, yeah, I'll help her out with the phone bill. Sure. I'll take her to the store and get her, you know, nice feminine products. I'll buy her a couple of dresses, you know, buy her feminine hygiene products so she can look good, smell good, and taste good. I'll take her out to a nice restaurant, get a nice breakfast. You know, we had breakfast together yesterday, cost us 195 pesos. That's not even 10 motherfucking dollars. So you guys out there need to understand, man, the whole Chad and Tyrone thing, man, it's only for young guys, okay? Once a woman hits 25, her hypergamy kicks in. She's now more interested in money than in, or resources, I should say, because money is a way to get resources, right? So when a woman hits 25, guys, that's when she starts caring more about resources than getting dick down. So for all of you guys out there, you know, unless you can get your hands on a girl who's like 20 years old, any girl out there over the age of 24, 25, resources are gonna matter. And when resources matter, my girl is 30 years old, so obviously resources matter to her. And let's be absolutely realistic, man. How much do you think this girl is gonna cost me a month, right? Maybe $300? Dude, how much money do you guys back in America and the West waste on women, taking them out for foodie calls and not getting anything in return? You know, $400-$500? You know, at least with me, I'm guaranteed sex, and I get my sex before I take care of her, if you know what I mean. And like Whoremaxer on MGTOW TV said, you got fucking 40-50 year old woman in Las Vegas wanting $400-$500 for an hour of fuck. You know, for $300 a month, I get pussy all to myself. I get good, clean pussy, no condom. She squirts like a motherfucker. After she's done with me, I can't feel my dick, man. It's like, damn, girl, what do you do? So that's really the point of this video that I wanted to get out to every guy out there who's watching this video, is that you have to literally be on top of the world, even by Western people's standards. Look, guys, you know, in America, I drive a Mercedes C320. I make good money. I'm a decent looking person by American standards, right? I'm not fucking Coach Bitch Bill at the bottom of the bottom. But my trick is geomaxing, okay? And one of the reasons I'm a big fan of geomaxing is that the women here are, see, the problem with the West, how long is this video going? Half an hour? Maybe give it another couple more minutes. See, the problem with the West is that because of Big Daddy government, welfare, the fact that women get hired by big corporations simply because they have vagina, there's no reason for a woman to stick with a man. This is why women can sport fuck, you know, fucking a different guy every night, because hey, big daddy government is gonna take care of me, you know, fucking Google is gonna hire me because I have a vagina, so why should I stick with one man? Now, in my case, Amar Mitwali, the girl I'm with, you know, what the real glue is resources. And the fact that I give her that, what does Pop call it again? That 10D dick or something like that, you know? So she gets good dick, she gets resources. Hey, there's no reason for her to go into another dude, you know? So this is how I make sure that, you know, I don't make sure, you know? She can do whatever the fuck she wants, you know? She can do whatever the F she wants, but what keeps this girl coming back to me is a good dick, and secondly, at the same time, she knows I'm gonna take good care of her. Again, how much is this girl gonna cost me? $300 a month. You know, she doesn't work, she works as a dancer, she teaches dance class in school. It's summer vacation here, so she's out of the job. So for $300 a month, you know, she doesn't have to work. That means, you know, she's not going to be in her masculine, you know. The problem with Western women, guys, is that in addition to big daddy government taking care of them so they can go sport fuck all the guys they want, is that when a woman works, she gets into her masculine frame, right? So I don't want my girl working. I want her to be feminine. I want her to keep that pussy clean. That's what I want. I want, like Kevin Samuels said, fun, feminine, and fit. That's what we are looking for. So you guys out there who want good pussy, dedicated pussy, you gonna have to put money on the table. I know a lot of you are going to say, that's a Beta Box Deluxe. No. A Beta Box Deluxe, okay, is when you put money on the table and you get starfish sex. Or she does everything in her power to say, oh, today is, I'm on my period, I got a headache, I have cramps. Let me tell you something, guys. When I did that video with my girl lying next to me in bed, she was sick that night. When she woke up in the morning, guess what? We did it twice when she woke up in the morning. And she's the one who wanted it, mind you. So what does this tell you guys? Putting money down, being that beta male provider, it's okay. It's okay as long as you make her scream, moan, and squirt all over the place. As long as she wants that dick in her pussy, it's all good in the hood. Only time it's not good to be a Beta Box Deluxe is when she's obviously taking your money and not giving you anything in return. You know, here, I see a lot of expats here walking around, you know. You can tell the girl is not interested in them. You can tell the guy is not happy, because what's happening is that a lot of these people, a lot of these expats, a lot of these, you know, people, white people who travel through here, they're using the guys. They're using these guys for attention, time, money. Again, like Red Pill Married said. So the guy, he's taking her out to nice restaurants, expensive cafes, and he's not getting anything in return. So he's just spending money left and right to make some bitch give him some female validation, but he's not getting sex out of her. If you guys see me walking around with my girl, I got a big smile on my face. Why? Because hey, 45 minutes ago, this girl was squirting all over the place. And this is what you guys need to understand, you know, when a girl likes you like that, you're gonna get the sex before you take good care of her. A lot of guys out there, it's the other way around, okay? some loser guy is walking around wearing a mask. It's like, look, bro, really, you're gonna wear? I don't get it. I really don't get it. I mean, I swear, one of these days, guys, I'm gonna punch somebody the fuck out who's wearing a mask. And you know the sad thing is, if I punch the fuck out some loser, oofy doofy, wearing a mask, this girl is gonna jump on my cock. That's really what's fucking sad. I mean, I don't get it. I mean, how can you guys wear a fucking mask like that? I mean, do you not understand how feminine that makes you look? How much of a coward that fucking makes you look wearing a mask? Are you afraid of the motherfucking common cold? I mean, honestly, are you like a coward? Why are you wearing a mask, bro? I don't get it. There's no mask mandate. The cartel is not gonna shoot you in the back of the head. Look at the fucking indigenous people, man. The indigenous people here, there's no such thing as masks and social distancing, and they're alive and well. Yet you get these city boys walking around wearing a fucking mask. Yesterday, I was sitting at Starbucks here in San Cristobal, and just about everybody in there is fucking wearing a mask. There is no mask mandate. Starbucks doesn't even tell you put on a motherfucking mask, you know. They don't even have, you know, you should wear a mask sticker on the door. They don't fucking care. Yet I'm seeing people inside Starbucks, you know, they take a sip of coffee, put the mask back up. It's like, what the fuck, bro? What the fuck? What's this? You're lowering your mask, taking a sip of coffee, then you look around, seeing if anybody's looking at you, and then you put the mask back up. I mean, see, this is why I, Amr Metwali, can come in a place like this and you know, get aggressive with the woman, because a lot of these guys out there, man, you know, a lot of guys out there are fucking losers, man. Bottom line, a lot of guys out there are fucking losers. And this is really the point of the Alpha Male Lifestyle channel. I don't want anybody here to be a fucking loser, okay? Look, you might be a curry sale, you might be unattractive to a girl. No, senor. No dinero, senor. Gracias, senor. Adios. No water. No. Oh, yeah, which reminds me, this is another problem. A lot of people here, I don't want to say a lot of people, I mean, I want to be honest. You're going to get some people out here, you know, especially when you talk in English like I do. You're going to get some people here who are just going to come out to you and be like, money, you know. Like, for example, can you guys see him? Where is he? Yeah, that's him. He just passed by the car. He's going right behind the building. Yeah, looks like a crazy dude. He just came up to me like a couple of seconds ago, and he was like, and I'm like, no dinero. Then he wanted to take this can from me. I'm like, no. So, that's another problem when people find out you're a gringo. You know, they'll want money from you. In fact, it was the same thing in Romania as well. So, you know, it's not just a Mexican thing. Even in Romania, people find out you're a fucking foreigner, they still want money from you. See, this is what happens when you go to a poor country and you're coming from a rich country. People want money from you. That's just how it is, I guess. So, going back to what I was saying about Starbucks, man. You got all these people at Starbucks, you know, fucking wearing the mask, taking a sip, putting their mask down, then they put their mask back up. I mean, see, I don't want anybody watching the Alpha Male Lifestyle channel to be a loser. Look, man, like I said, you can be a curry cell, you can be an incel, you can be an Arab cell, a rice cell, a kiwi cell. Well, you can't really be a kiwi cell because kiwi cells don't have human rights. But the point I'm trying to get to you guys here is that, look, even if a woman doesn't fucking want you, don't be a fucking loser, man. Don't be one of those idiots walking around wearing a mask because he's afraid that people might think he voted for Trump or some dumb shit like that, you know. Look, on my channel, right, on any channel I have, I don't care if it's Alpha Male. Oh god, some idiot is riding a bike with a mask on. I mean, really, really, guys. I actually came out of the gym half an hour ago, before I shot this video. I came out of the gym and some scrawny dude was wearing a mask in the motherfucking gym. It's like, really, bro? Of all places, you're gonna wear a mask in a gym? Makes absolutely no sense. But this, again, this just goes to show you, man, a lot of people out here, man, because they're ugly, because they're genetically inferior, wearing a mask to a lot of people out there is simply their way of saying, I don't want to be judged. I don't want to be acknowledged. I don't want other people to know who I am because I'm a loser. I'm an unimportant nobody. I'm a piece of shit. See, this is what I want none of you guys ever to be, okay? If you're watching this channel, I don't want you to be an unimportant loser nobody. Again, you can be a curry cell. You can be a rice cell. You can be an Arab cell. Just don't be a fucking kiwi cell because, again, kiwi cells don't have human rights. But don't ever be an unimportant loser nobody. Don't ever be one of those genetically inferior people who wear the mask because they don't want people to know who they are or to judge them and shit like that. Again, like Andrew Tate says, you know, wearing a fucking mask, it dehumanizes you. So when I walk around here, man, you know, again, there are no mask mandates. You know, some of these stores require that you wear a mask. You know, when I walk into a store, man, when I walked into that Mexican version of Walmart the other day with my girl, she was like, you have to wear a mask, you have to wear a mask. I just walked in there, you know, they have a security guard who makes sure you wear a mask. I just walked in there and I'm like, hey, how you doing today? You know, small Mexican girl, you know, she didn't tell me to wear a mask. I did not wear a mask at all. And not one single person told me to wear a mask. It was the same thing in Romania, man. It was the same thing in Romania, same thing in Moldova. You know, they have mask mandates. But again, nobody in Romania, nobody in Moldova told me to wear a mask. Maybe like one or two people out of my entire trip told me to wear a mask. I put the mask on, then I take it off once I pass by them, because you know, they're taking their job as a rent-a-cop too damn seriously. So, but yeah, man, fucking willingly wearing a mask, man. Oh god, there goes another person wearing a mask while riding a scooter. I mean, and there's another idiot walking around wearing a mask. What the hell is this, man? I mean, wearing a mask. Okay. I'm actually gonna do, okay. Okay, guys. Okay. We should celebrate people wearing a mask. Yes, yes. We should celebrate people wearing a mask because they are telling us in no uncertain terms we are weak, we are pathetic, we are inferior. Guys, if you ever see a dude walking around with a fucking mask, you have the right to take his girl from him, okay? You see, in Islam, if a woman is married to a non-Muslim, you have the right to take that Muslim away, that Muslim woman away from a non-Muslim. I'm giving you guys the right. If you see a motherfucker wearing a mask, you have the right to take away his woman from him, because wearing a mask is submission to Satan. Summun bukmun umyun wala ya'qulun. Deaf, dumb, and blind, and they do not think. So wearing a mask is submission to Satan. Therefore, if a guy is wearing a mask and the girl is not, because a lot of times, you know, the girl will have the idiot wearing the mask because she's Satan's property and she's getting that idiot to follow her. But if you see a dude wearing a mask and his girl is not wearing a mask, you have the right to take that girl away from him. Period. And he's not going to do anything. You guys need to understand, these people who wear a mask, man, these people who willingly wear a mask, they're dead. See, the zombie apocalypse is already upon us, baby. Summun bukmun umyun wala ya'qulun. Deaf, dumb, and blind, and they do not think. Everybody who's willingly wearing a mask is a zombie. The zombie apocalypse is already upon us, gents. This is why our job is simply to wait things out, because when the Scamorona vaccine starts kicking in, these people do not have immunity. As we all know, Scamorona vaccines fucking sterilizes women, you know. They're now saying, oh, it's perfectly okay for women not to have periods after having the Scamorona vaccine. Yeah, if the bitch doesn't have a period, guess what? She's not going to have kids. Oh, it's perfectly okay for men, for men's semen to not get women pregnant after the Scamorona. Well, that means men are infertile. Oh, it's perfectly okay for normal, healthy people to just die all of a sudden of a heart attack after taking the Scamorona vaccine. Man, the goyim are fucking retarded, man. I mean, I told you all this was gonna happen 2 fucking years. You guys remember I did that video titled Congratulations, you now have fucking AIDS? And yet, you got people to this very day. Oh, Armor, you're a conspiracy theorist. Oh, you're mentally ill. Oh, God, some kid wore a mask. It's like, oh, shit, and the other kid wore a mask, too. It's like, oh, my God. Yeah. Unbelievable, man. It's unbelievable. Fucking kids, 3, 4. You know what? I'm going to show them to you. I'm going to show the kids to you. They're walking past us right now. Can you see them? There they are, see? Fucking wearing masks. Sad, really sad, man. It's really sad. Kids, 3, 4, 5 years old, wearing masks like it's fucking nothing, man. And then you got this guy over here who looks like an alpha male. He's walking around wearing a mask. Is there a school behind me or what? What the hell is behind me? I don't know. It looks like a parish or something behind me. Again, this is a church. It's called the official name of it on Google Maps is Iglesia de Mexicanas. So I guess it means Mexican church. And man, I don't even walk around. Do you guys know I don't even walk around with a fucking mask? Because if somebody, first of all, I don't wear masks. If somebody tells me, wear a mask, guess what? I'm just going to go somewhere else. I don't get all these people who walk around wearing a mask because their work tells them so, or some shopkeeper tells them so. It's like, look, if your job is forcing you to wear a mask, fucking quit. You know, if some store owner tells you wear a fucking mask, go to another motherfucking store. It's that simple. I mean, the only time I wore a mask is when you got on a plane, because they have Nazis who will shoot you in the back of the head if you don't wear a mask. But other than that, man, especially when I have other options, I don't wear a fucking mask. I mean, this is the reason I left California, you know. Because when I was in California, I was doing like DoorDash, shit like that. So when you go to a restaurant and pick up, you know, you wear a mask. But a lot of times, man, a lot of these restaurants, they would actually have curbside delivery. And when I was working for DoorDash, you know, my last couple of weeks working DoorDash over in California, I was only going to restaurants like Taco Bell, where they have drive-thrus, or restaurants like Chili's, where they have curbside delivery. That way I don't wear a mask. So anytime I see an order from a restaurant where I have to go in and wear a mask, I simply reject that order. Because, yeah, see, this is how guys, this is how alpha males like me operate, okay? We're gonna do everything in our power to make sure we don't comply with beta male strategies. This is how people like me operate. Oh, yeah. It's called the Shamula Cartel. Yeah, the Shamula Cartel runs this place, and this is why it's so safe and it's humming along just fine. Anyways, guys, this video is not fucking about having a rant against Scamorona, but in a way, you know, it's not the Scamorona, man. It's the fucking mask. I don't care about Scamorona at this point. But yeah, again, people who wear fucking masks, man, guys especially, if they wear a mask, just, you have the right to take their woman. just like Muslim men have the right to take away Muslim women from non-Muslim men, you have the right to take away non-mask-wearing women from mask-wearing men. So anyway, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm going to see you in the next one. Peace.